Veneta or Italian? Like, how would you think or feel about yourself?
I feel I'm Australian more than anything. But if I hear something like said bad about Italians, then my hot tip comes up.
But when you get together with some of the relatives, what language do you
English.
Speak?
English.
But you also, I've heard you speak...
Veneto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose half Veneto and half English.
Yeah.
It's a mixture.
And you're a member of the committee of the Trevisani nel Mondo. Can you talk a little bit about why you decided to take on a role?
I just wanted to join a committee, so to be involved with something. Because at that time, my husband just passed away. I was home by myself, and I just wanted to meet other people. And I thought this is the best opportunity. And then I was asked if I would like to join, and I said yes.
And can you explain what the Trevisani nel Mondo is?
It's an association. It's not a club. And we just have picnics and we have luncheons, a couple of lunch a year. And what we do with the money we make, we raise, we give it to charity. So I like that idea too. As a charity about whoever, what choice we want. It's not that we have to give it to this person. We give it to whoever we think it deserves it.
And where does the idea of the Trevisani nel Mondo come from? What is it? When you say it's an association, it's got a particular meaning for people, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's not like a club that, you know, to raise and make money. This is to get together. I don't even know.
Who is it that belongs?
It belongs to anybody. You don't have to be a Trevisan to join, you know.
But the majority...
Majority are...
People who come from...
From the Treviso region.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to come from the Treviso region, but if you are...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been away on trips and
yeah,
things?
Yeah, every 3 years they have a convention, all Australia. And, they have it, and it's 3 days event. So, like, the president and the secretary, they go to a meeting. They have a meeting, but we, like the others, whoever comes to the function, we go out. You know, we travel. We go sightseeing, and then at night they have a social thing.
And where have you travelled to?
Well, the first one I went to was Perth. That was, I don't know how many years ago. It was a fair few years ago. There, every 3 years. Perth, we went to Canberra twice. We went to Griffith, I think they had one. Yes, in Griffith they had one. Wollongong, is that in Victoria?
Sydney, south of Sydney, yeah.
We went there. And then they had one in Mareeba. Yeah, Mareeba in Queensland. Cairns. We went to another one.
You went to one in Victoria?
Victoria, yeah.
Myrtlefield.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, that was a lovely one. Yeah. That reminded me of Italy, the trip. Because we went by bus there. So it was lovely. Yeah.
And do you feel like a sense of, you know, joining in with people who have the same kind of heritage?
Well, we all talk the same, you know. They sing the same, yeah. But
do you know some of the songs?
No, I don't know them. I know the songs, but I don't know how to the words.
Yeah, yeah. And would people speak dialect?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really strong sense of a community.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's
And have you joined the Veneto Club here?
Yes, I have joined there. Just recently I've joined.
And why did you join the Veneto Club?
Because I just like to go, you know, people go out to dinner. They go to dinners and I said, oh, well, I'll come too, you know. Then I feel awful asking to go. So if I'm a member, I can go without asking. Sort of thing.
Oh, that's the phone. We'll just pause for a minute.
We've got the microphone happening here. We're just resuming the interview after the phone call, and we're coming to the end of the interview, Terry, and I want to say thank you very much for all the memories that you've been able to share today and the information and insight. What's the experience been like for you to be interviewed?
I was very nervous to start with. I didn't want to. But it's been all right. Yeah, it's good.
And what's been good about it?
It reminds me a lot. It's bring back a lot of memories that I haven't been thinking about. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've got a great memory, I'd like to say. What do your children feel about their heritage?
I think they're proud to be part of being Italian as well. Yeah, yeah.
Did you and Louis speak dialect at home?
Louis spoke Italian and they spoke back to him in English.
And did either of them do Italian at school?
I think, I'm not sure if Mark did, but Ines did Italian at school. And she doesn't speak Italian, but she understands it. I think she can if she wanted to, but she says she doesn't.
And I'm not sure if I'm 100% right, but did they both marry people from Italian backgrounds?
Yes, they did.
And what do you think of that?
It's okay. As long as they're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Yeah.
Well, Mark married a girl from Riese. Her father is, but her mother's from Altivoli. Yeah.
Which is quite close. Yeah. That's really interesting.
She's a Berno.
And did were either of your parents alive? No.
My mother was alive when my mother came here for Ines's wedding, but not for Mark's. She was alive for Mark's wedding. Did she come? No, I don't think she came for Mark's wedding.
I was wondering how she thought about...
No, she didn't come because I think that's when she was sick.
Right. I was wondering, if she had, been able to kind of know about Mark's wife coming from, the same, or her father coming from the same...
She knew.
Yeah. Would she have known the family?
Yeah, she knew the father.
Isn't that interesting? So... You know, here we are in Australia so far away
Yeah, she was alive, yes.
Did you know the family, that family?
Yes. I knew the father, but Jackie's mum, I didn't know her that well.
Yeah. And is Ines's husband from a family from the Veneto?
No. He's half Sicilian. His mother's Sicilian and his father's from Naples.
Oh, okay. So quite different area. Yeah.
There's a mixture because it's Veneto, Naples and Sicilian.
That's
Australian.
Yeah. And your grandchildren, do any of them speak Italian?
No. I don't know if Mark's children do, but I don't think so. Or they do, but just a little.
Yeah.
I don't know if their grandmother, no one talks to them in Italian.
And would you like to go back to Italy?
For holiday? Certainly. I'd go back tomorrow if I could.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd like to go for a holiday. I'd like to see my family.
Yeah. And your sister and your brother and then your husband's family?
Yeah, I've still got a couple of aunties. My mum's sister's alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, sometimes it must be a challenge to be here and, to be separated.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, it's all for Christmas.
Christmas, yeah. Not to be able to share that, yeah. And because Christmas is so important, isn't it? You know, the presepio and, And also the difficulty for Irene having had COVID, and one of your nephews had COVID too.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, and not to be close is, a hard thing.
Mm.
So I'm glad that you say that the experience of the interview has been positive for you. Mm. Is there anything else that you would like to say at this moment that, you know, you haven't had the chance to say?
No. I don't know. I hope I just said everything right.
I think you've given a terrific interview and a real insight into the life of somebody who was born in Italy,
yeah,
raised in Australia, and then living a life with your husband, but not with your parents and your
brothers. No, because when I got married, after a year they left.
Yes, yeah.
Usually the children leave their parents. My parents left me.
But you were really clear, you know, from what I can tell.
No, I was happy.
Yeah.
You know,
that you didn't want to go back.
No, no way.
Yeah.
No.
So how many years is it since you've married? 1965?
55. It would have been 55.
55 years. So you've been... And also you've been in Australia since you were... Two.
So 72 years,
73
soon.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. Most of my life was here, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think you've had a really rich and interesting life so far, and who knows what's to come.
Yes, right. Oh, God.
So thank you very much for agreeing and for giving such a lovely interview, Terry. It's really
thank you.
Terrific to be able to have that time with you. Thank you.
Thank you.